Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. You know, you travel all over the world, but you keep coming back to Wisconsin. Colleen Ellsberg, how are you?
I am great. You know, beautiful drive down today. Beautiful sunset up in, or sunrise up in Oshkosh, but got to Milwaukee. Got a little cloudy, a little rainy.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah. I love Wisconsin. I'm home. It's all good.
So are you from Wisconsin originally?
I am.
Born and raised here?
Yeah, I was born in West Bend, actually. So I grew up in this kind of this area.
And, gotcha.
Just moved around a little bit for work. Fox World. I've been there for, oh my gosh, started my 30th year at Fox World in July, and I've moved several times, so I keep telling my bosses, I'm like, Chip, David, please stop making me move.
So after 30 years of traveling around the world, you haven't found another spot where you're like, see you guys, I'm just moving, I'm out?
No, not really. I mean, there's a lot of places that I love, but there's nothing like coming home. My family's here, my friends are here, I've grown up here. This is, Wisconsin's got the seasons. I love the seasons. I'm crazy that way. I like snow. I like the fall color. So I don't want to live in a place where they don't have the buggy killing seasons.
Sure,
you know,
right?
I just love it up here. So maybe as I get older, there's some place I'd rather live, you know, a little warmer, but
so we'll get to your trips that you took recently, but you're in because Rose is on a new cruise ship.
She is. I am so excited for her to see this. It's the Celebrity Ascent. It's a brand new Celebrity Cruises ship. She's on an inaugural, which means it's basically a three-day cruise to nowhere. They get everybody on board. A lot of, I heard her mention last week that she was actually going to be there for the breaking of the bottle and the christening of the ship. So that's pretty cool. Rose and I went on one a few years ago, and Kelly Clarkson was the godmother. Oh. She called herself the fairy godmother, and they had a big concert with her. And so it's always really exciting. And it's kind of an all-inclusive experience to kind of show them what the ship is all about. I was looking at pictures of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. All the right bells and whistles and a lot of technology and new things that are happening. So I'm really excited for her to get back, and I can hear more about it.
That's exciting, but I might be a little nervous to be on the first sailing of a ship. Like, can you make sure it works first, and then I'll come a week later? Like, once you've...
Yeah, no, I think she'll be fine.
They actually know what they're doing.
Yeah, they sold. They brought it over from Europe, most likely.
So I think it already sailed.
Yeah, it already sailed. So she's just, and they don't go very far out. I don't even think they make it as far as the Bahamas. They probably go out maybe 10 miles and swing her around. So if all else fails, I can send over the Coast Guard to pick them up. So she'll be good.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see. I haven't seen the photos. Has she been posting yet? Have you?
No.
Okay.
What is up with that?
Usually
so she's having too much fun.
I live vicariously through you guys, and I'm like, where are the pictures, Rose?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
She's enjoying herself. That's what she's doing.
I think so. And, you know, well deserved. She works so hard. And so for her to have these few days down in sunny Miami to just experience that, I'm really happy for her that she gets to do that.
Yeah. So big news in the travel industry. What do we need to know today that we didn't know last week? Anything?
Well, I think we're doing okay. Everything's nothing too outrageous right now. We've got some great promotions coming up within Fox, and everything seems to be okay. I was really thrilled after Thanksgiving hearing about how well all the flights went.
Yeah.
And the millions and millions of passengers that went, and they had like less than a 1% of delays and issues. And that is just that kudos to the airlines for getting that done and doing something, you know, really, really good, because we needed that. We needed that kind of...
After the couple of years we had, it was nice to see it back to normal.
Right.
Everything a little functioning right.
Confidence to fly again. And I'm not sure about the luggage, but I know that the flights all went really well. But that was really great to hear. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, as you heard, if you were listening on the way in, we don't have a text line today. So if anybody wants to participate, they have to pick up the phone and actually call.
That'd
we're
be awesome.
Old school.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to people.
Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We have an hour to talk travel. Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray today. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ellsberg here with you this morning. Thanks for listening. The Old National Bank talk line, you can call us today, you can't text, is 855-616-1620. So foxworldtravel.com has everything you need to know about Fox World Travel. But you guys just did a big event, a fundraising event recently. What was that?
Well, it was actually our GBTA, which is our Global Business Travel Association. Okay. It's our corporate side of Fox. And I belong to a committee at Fox called the PACT Committee. And so it's a kind of a well-rounded bunch of us from corporate, from meetings and incentives, HR, marketing. We all, there's about maybe about 12 of us on this committee. And what we do, we're supporting PACT, which is Protect All Children from Trafficking.
Okay.
It used to be called ECPAT. And then they renamed it, but it's an organization that's been around since 1991, and it's something that, being in the travel industry, we have kind of a you know, we travel a lot, so we have that opportunity where we can watch for the signs and of child trafficking, which is, you know, just, it's very valid, it's very out there. But what we did at this GBTA is that in the past, we've always given out swag, so, you know, a tote bag, a something, and right. And instead of that, this year they did a scan for a cause, and it went over wonderfully. So anybody that came up to the Fox World Travel booth got a QR code. They scanned that, and Fox World Travel donated $20 per scan to the PACT organization. So we raised over $5,000.
Wow.
For that, and it was amazing. And, you know, people, we're really thrilled that this was something different. You know, how many tote bags does a person need? Here, you know,
right.
Now you're giving something to a good organization, and it's really, it really means a lot to us, because as people that travel, we are in that unique position that we can watch for child trafficking. We've got videos out there that we're going to be sharing with our clients as well. We've got some information that we'll be putting in documents so that our travelers too can be aware of what's going on in the world. And hopefully help if there's a possibility.
That's a great cause. And Fox World Travel in general is involved in their communities and doing fundraisers all the time. You guys do a good job.
Absolutely.
It's a good culture at Fox World Travel.
Very much so. It's like I said, I've been there forever, most of my life. And I just really appreciate everything we do and all they do for us. It's a great place to work. So if you're actually looking for something different, come take a peek at our careers. We've got a lot of unique positions as well. It's not just all about travel. There's, you know, accounting and HR and IT and data analytics and all kinds of different types of jobs in the travel industry for Fox, but not having to work with people as far as making their trips come true. That's what we're all about.
Right. And you can find that link at foxworldtravel.com if you're looking to work there. That would be a fun place to work, I would think. So we're going to hear about your trips, but first we do have a call. The line is 855-616-1620. Joe from Oak Creek, how are you? Good morning again.
Good morning. So my question is, I'm going to a Sandals resort in April, Antigua, and they have an insurance company, which I'm not impressed with. So I was wondering if you can recommend a travel insurance company. I was leaning towards a company called Tin League, out of a wealth brand. So I wasn't sure about that because there's so many choices. So anything you could recommend would really help.
For sure, Joe. Fox World Travel, we use a company called Travel Guard, and it's based out of actually Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So it's a local company. They are amazing. All of the Fox World Travel employees use Travel Guard as well, and we recommend it and use it quite a bit for all of our clients. And what's nice about it is that it covers everything, whereas if you would just get it from, say, Sandals, you would just be kind of covered for that that stay once you're there. Whereas Travel Guard will cover you from the time you leave your house, your flights, any medical issues, any lost luggage, delays, just a ton of coverage. It is a little bit more pricey. It's based on your age and the cost of the trip. But I always think about that and is what can you afford to lose if you don't have the insurance? So it's called, again, Travel Guard. Check out travelguard.com. You can take a peek at that online. You can even get a quote on there. And if you need help, one of our advisors can get you a quote as well.
So just one quick follow-up. So if, for example, if my flight got delayed and I missed the first night, you know, Sandals runs $500-$600 a night, they would reimburse that if I was delayed a day?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening, Joe. Thought that was a different Joe from last hour that called in.
Oh, okay.
From Oak Creek. We have two
I don't
Joes
know
from Oak
how
Creek.
Anything about shingles, so I don't know what to do with that.
So now I don't know in my experience, I don't know that I'd ever travel again without an insurance company and without a travel agent. Both of those, to me, seem almost vital in today's world and making sure that your trip is going to go smoothly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So being on this show probably makes me biased, but but it just kind of takes the pressure off of you as a traveler when you know that somebody's on your side that's going to back you up and that there's coverage if something should go wrong.
Absolutely. And what I experience a lot, especially when I'm doing trips up to Alaska, you've got a couple that are, you know, retired, a little bit older, and if they don't take the insurance, I always worry because when you're up there, you're kind of in a remote area, and if anything should go wrong, there's a lot of situations where you're going to have to be airlifted for emergencies and medical situations. So it's, like I said, what can you afford to lose? If you are paying, you know, $20,000 for a trip, and you're going to pay in maybe another $1,000 for insurance, it's well worth it because it'll cover, you know, the last time I had to airlift somebody out of, I think it was Puerto Vallarta, it cost $35,000. It was, thank God she had the insurance because it was completely covered, because they had to fly her in a private plane with a doctor and a nurse.
Right.
And it's kind of scary. And I've had that happen up in Alaska too, where if you're on a cruise ship, and you have to get to a port, and you're in an odd situation, a little port that doesn't have anything. They'll have to airlift you somewhere to a bigger hospital, to a bigger city. Like Joe said, if you lose a day of the trip, it costs you quite a bit at Sandals. So why not have that covered? So if there's a delay with a flight or a cancellation that's, you know, out of their control, then at least the travel insurance will cover that.
Is the insurance typically based on the cost of the trip, meaning I'm taking a $20,000 trip versus a $4,000 trip? There's differences there, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
The premium you're paying?
Yeah, it's based on your age and the trip cost in whole. So you want to make sure you cover the whole thing. What's nice about Travel Guard, too, is it's a primary insurance, so they'll pay you directly instead of having to go through all kinds of hoops to get that paid out.
All right. Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The text line not working today, so we're taking your calls and would love to hear from you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here because Rose Gray is on a free cruise, right? The new ship is a free, like there's...
Oh, yeah. Nice. In fact, they're probably paying her to go.
It's a nice perk. Nice
she's
perk.
Having fun, yeah.
You were on a couple of trips. One was a personal vacation you went on, and one was with a tour group that you've been gone quite a bit. I said when you got in here, welcome to Wisconsin.
Exactly. Rose is not the only one that gets to travel. I actually do once in a while myself. Yeah.
So what happened on your trips?
I had some great trips. I did, first of all, in early October, I did a group trip on Avalon River Cruises, and we flew into Amsterdam, had a couple of days there to get acclimated and explore that city, which is one of my favorite cities in the Netherlands. And then we got on to the cruise ship right there in Amsterdam, and we took a ride down the Rhine. It was called Castles on the Rhine. It was just starting to get a little fall color, not a lot yet at that point. It's still pretty green, but it's one of my favorite river cruises. And it's, if you've never been on a river cruise before, the Rhine is a perfect first-time river cruise, something that you should probably look into. And B, once you do a river cruise, bus tours will pale in comparison moving forward, because you get on the cruise ship, you unpack, you're done for the week, and then every day you're in a little a small port, or usually a pretty small port. We went to some very small cities. And then you get a tour in the morning. Usually it's a half day tour. Then you have either an option to do your own thing in the afternoon or do some optional tours. The food is fantastic. It's all inclusive on the food. They have the best soups in the world on these river cruises. I looked forward to that. And then we also did some group things on board. And what's nice about these river cruises, Avalon itself, it is basically all inclusive except for the drinks, but they do a happy hour now. So you get an hour of cocktails and then lunch and dinner. They have beer, soda, wine included. So that's kind of nice as well. And even I think mimosas for breakfast. So
can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Exactly. So that was my first one. I had a great group of folks. We had so much fun, just a blast. And then I was home for 10 days, and then I left on my own vacation. And thank you, Nancy Bauman from Globus Avalon, our representative there. She's wonderful, and she gave my friend and I an opportunity to sail on the Danube on another Avalon River cruise. And we started in Munich and did the Hofbrauhaus, of course, and had our big pretzels and our big beers. Nice. And then we took a cab to Wilhelmshaven, which I had never heard of, but it's a teeny tiny little town. And that's kind of what these river cruises are all about. It's about going someplace you'd probably never heard of. And so we sailed from Wilhelmshaven down the Danube. The fall color was amazing. Went to Passau, went to Linz, went to Vienna, and we ended in Budapest and had just a fabulous time. So two great river cruises, a great company, Avalon, to work with. It's just one of my favorite. Panoramic suite, where you lay in bed and your whole wall is
that
just
glass. That was one of my favorite. The pictures were gorgeous on both of these trips. I'm friends with you on Facebook and Fox World Travel. Follow them as well. You can see a lot there. But that view out of your, just you wake up in the morning and open your curtains and
it was there.
It was gorgeous.
It was amazing. And we looked out.
Not a little porthole you're looking out.
Like, exactly.
This is like a full wall window.
Yeah, they're called panorama suites and they're gorgeous. And they angle the bed. So then when you're laying in bed, you can actually look out. Yeah. That's one unique thing about Avalon. And they've got bigger, probably the biggest cabins as well on the river. You've got to remember that they can't be too wide because they have to go through locks. So if you see some with balconies, they're only stealing from the outside, from the inside of your cabin. So with these panorama suites, they open up like a balcony, so your whole room's a balcony.
Nice.
And just a beaut. We were very lucky because they stack ships a lot, and they put a lot of ships next to each other. So our whole trip down the Danube, we never stacked. And so my friend and I got an amazing view every morning when we wake up, and every night, the lights of, especially in Budapest, when we did our little cruise in Budapest and did the evening lights on the parliament buildings and all the cathedrals. Just gorgeous.
Those pictures were beautiful.
It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
So somebody wants to do a trip like this. They go to foxworldtravel.com and they fill out the contact us form and as much information as they can, right?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking of the Danube. I've got 2 weeks I could spend, or I've got this much money that I want to get. Like, as specific as you can be.
Absolutely.
We'll get them directed to the right person to help them the best, right?
For sure. Yeah. And we've, now that we've, I think everybody in our company has done a river cruise. I can't even think of any of our advisors that haven't, because they've given us so many great opportunities to test it out ourselves. So get a hold of somebody and just tell them how many people there's going to be, and every little detail that you can fill out online, that would be great, and we'll get that all set up.
The cruise ship that you were on the river, completely different than the cruise ship that Rose is on right now.
A little bit, yeah. mine was 150 passenger, and I think she's on like a 3,000 passenger ship. So, a little bit different, big ship cruising versus river cruising. I like both. I like cruising, period. So, if you want a different experience, river cruising is really cool.
Awesome. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Give us a call, 855-616-1620. Colleen Ulzberg here for Rose Gray. My name's Dayton, and now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hawaiian Christmas Day. You're going to Hawaii soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Again?
Did Isaac hear about that? I booked myself a birthday trip.
Nice.
I thought the prices went down for air, and I thought, I got to do it. So I'm just going to Maui for a week and give them some business. I'm still a little devastated about Lahaina, so my friends are going, and they said, hey, join us. And I'm like, well, it's convenient that it's my birthday week as well. So
nice. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So my roommate from college, Chris, and his wife, Sarah, just got back from Maui, and they said the island's beautiful. Like, besides Lahaina, go to Hawaii.
Right.
There's everything else is still there. Everything's great.
Absolutely.
Everything. They need the tourism, and there are some deals out there right now.
They're really
because of that.
Absolutely. And we just had a group come back too, and a couple weeks ago. And if there's some pictures on our Facebook page, so take a peek at those. It's just gorgeous. She did my friend Kate at Fox. She did a 3-island trip with a group of folks, and they had a fantastic time. She said it was probably one of the best trips they've ever taken, and they absolutely adored Maui. They you know, you have to tweak a little bit because there were some things you can't do. But in most part, you can still, you know, go to Haleakala. You can go see, you know, swim with the sea turtles. You can go to the Io Valley. Wailea is where they stayed. So it's fine. It's in good shape. And they do need the business. So if you're thinking about Hawaii, take a peek. Give us
a
call.
Some deals possible there. What other deals do you guys have going on right now?
Well, I've got some great things coming up with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Speaking of big ship cruise lines, Celebrity is... that's their sister company. They've got a loyal to royal program going on. And we're going to have some things coming up next week, some big things. So pay attention next week. And in fact, I was just talking to marketing about that. Up to 30% off on some of the sailings, kids sail free. So some great things going on there. And then also, speaking of cruise lines, Holland America just caught that they have a 25% off some trips and also free gratuities on board the ships, which that's a nice savings. That could be up to, you know, $110, $115, depending on what you book. So that's always nice to get. And then Apple Vacations still has some good stuff out there, limited. And if you're thinking about going over spring break, get on that now. It's we don't want you to be too
running
late.
Out of time,
yeah. We've got, you know, the charter flights out of Milwaukee, which is fantastic. You don't have to drive too far. So that's going on. Get in touch with one of our advisors about that. And then, of course, it's coming on the holidays. And I know Rose hit this last week quite a bit, but give the gift of travel. I think it's an amazing educational thing for children and for adults alike. And we have wonderful, you know, an opportunity to get Fox World Travel gift certificates instead of maybe buying them trips and get them a certain amount of money and go toward a wonderful trip.
Right. Awesome. And you can find all this at foxworldtravel.com. If you go right under travel, you'll see hottest vacation deals. You can click there. If you know where you want to go, you could find a travel advisor there. Click on that and put in the destination you want, and it'll pull up the experts in that area.
Yes.
Very user-friendly website. You can also check out the Fox Group Vacations. What group vacations do you guys have coming up?
We've got so many neat things coming up. I'm thrilled that my Japan trip in April just sold out a couple weeks ago. That's going to be a new experience for us, and I'm really excited about taking my my small group with me. I'm only taking 23 passengers. Okay. So that's very nice. Then we've got some neat things coming up. We've got Iceland is coming up in July. Now, that seems kind of like an odd time to go, but they're kind of like Alaska, you know, with the summer solstice and the long days. And in 2022, I did a trip to Iceland with a great, great group of people, and it was fabulous. It's only a 6-hour flight from Chicago, which is really nice, from Chicago to Reykjavik. And then from there, we did the whole island. They call it a fire and ice. So in the mornings, we're starting with starting at a thermal center and then in the afternoon we're seeing lava fields, and they've got hot springs, and then later down the road we're going past glaciers and icebergs, and we stopped at this one area and we saw puffins up close and personal, and that's my most favorite bird in the world. So I was thrilled, and I think everybody was thrilled. They're just so cute to watch. The food was fantastic. A lot of fresh, a lot of seafood. Obviously, they're an island. Iceland is just one of those places everyone should see because it's so unique and so diverse, and it's a small area, so it doesn't take long. You know, it's just an hour or so between little towns, and it's just fun. We did a whale watching cruise, which was probably one of my favorite whale watching cruises that I've ever done. We got the humpback whales are there as well in the summertime, and we got so close to them, not on purpose. I mean, they still have to keep within a distance, but it was so neat. It was just a great trip. So if you're thinking about Iceland, take a peek at that. That one's July 9th to the 18th, and it's starting to sell out, so want to get on that. We've got a great trip to Ireland. Ireland's always fun. We've always got our Italy's. Those are the three I's that we talk about that are great. Ireland is in the spring, so you'll see the lambs and all that at that time. It's getting nice and greening up for the springtime. And then we've got a great trip also to Africa, and I just did an Africa trip this past year. That was definitely my highlight. Oh my gosh. And in fact, when I got back, I talked to the group and they said, oh, one more day in Victoria Falls would have been really nice. So that's what we did. Oh, we added an extra day. So we start in, it's August 31st through the 13th of September of this coming year. And we start in Cape Town and we go to the Cape of Good Hope. So we're at the very bottom of the continent. And then we fly to Hoedspruit and we go on safari. I got to drive through a herd of elephants, which was fantastically cool, and saw everything, you know, the zebras, the giraffes, the hippopotamus. It was just amazing. And then we flew up to, we spent some time in Johannesburg. So we went to Soweto, Nelson Mandela history, all that there. And then we went on to Zimbabwe, up to Victoria Falls. And I did something I have never done before, is flying a helicopter.
Oh, that's fun.
And I thought, you know what, if I'm gonna go, if my time is up, it's going to be in a helicopter going over Victoria Falls. So it was just spectacular, amazing trip. So we added that extra day, so you've got time to do some more things in Victoria Falls. And it was just amazing. So get on that and give us a call about Africa.
Vacation deals, group travel, it's all there for you at foxworldtravel.com. Under the travel tab, you'll see a drop down and it all pops up for you. The Old National Bank talk line, the text line not working today, 855-616-1620. When we come back, we'll talk to Jim in Brookfield about Alaska. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Tis the season. Mostly cloudy, a high of 42 today. We're at 40 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here with the Fox World Travel Show. 855-616-1620 if you want to get in touch with us. Let's go to Jim in Brookfield. Good morning. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. Colleen, we've used Fox World Travel for a couple of trips. We went to Italy 2016. You guys helped us put together a great trip. And then Hawaii last year, Marissa helped us. So thanks for all your help there. We're going to Alaska in August. We're going to do a cruise, and we want to just pop up to Denali for a couple of days after that. And my wife and I like to stay in cabins versus hotels, and I was looking at the McKinley Creekside cabins. Just wondering if you had an opinion or any other options up in the Denali area. It looks like there's a few places that have cabins. So just interested in your thoughts there.
Sure. So you're doing a cruise only, and then are you renting a car and then just driving up to Denali? Is that the plan?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Great. The lodges up there, there's not many up in the Denali Park area. There's actually two areas you could stay. You could stay in Tokitna, but that's a little bit farther south than the main entrance of the park. The Denali Park area, which is about 7 miles south of Healy, that's where the lodges are. And the big lodges, you know, like the McKinley Chalets and the Princess Wilderness Lodges, that space is usually pretty much eaten up by the cruise lines, and something to be booked with them. I have seen the lodges that you're talking about, and they're more like they're lovely. They're simple. They're not nothing too extravagant. So if you don't mind, clean and comfortable and a great area.
Cozy is the word you're looking for.
Oh, cozy. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you use the right terminology. Lovely. There's a couple of little, there's a McKinley one, and then there's a Denali one as well, like the park lodges, and they're small and simple and cozy, definitely, and clean. Great location. You can, you know, grab from there. You want to probably do a parks tour. I would get tickets for that as soon as you possibly can through the parks department. Because those do sell out because of all the cruise line, and you know, it's a short season. You've got all those cruise people up there doing, and they all do the natural history tour, the Tundra Wilderness tour. So I would definitely say go for it, you know, one of those neat places. I would have no problem staying at either one. And then I would highly recommend doing the Tundra Wilderness tour when you get up there, so you get into the park a little bit deeper than just the natural history tour. So it'll be a great trip, and what a beautiful drive. It can't get lost. There's one road that takes you up there. I think you're going to have a fabulous time.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Jim. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 if you want to talk to Colleen. We're talking travel because it's the Fox World Travel Show, and you can find them at foxworldtravel.com. Kept it simple. with the website.
So absolutely, and it's they're updating it all the time. So you know, and I just want to play off of the last caller and about talk about Alaska just a little bit. 2024 is just about sold out. If it's not sold out, I know I have five groups going, and I only had before I took vacation this last week, there were only 12 seats left. So if you're thinking about going in 2024, you might want to get on that. And I'm working on 2025 as soon as I get back to the office on Monday. So we're gonna be running wild with Alaska again. It's amazing. It never ends.
Yeah. And you guys are always looking so far out into the future. It's crazy.
And to me, Alaska is a full-time job. I spend the whole year because it never ends. There's always something going on. But we're working on 2025 right now, and we're going to hopefully have that out early in 2024. Try to get everything out about a year ahead of time.
Okay. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'll be right back. It's WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got lit Christmas trees on the television over there. We got Christmas music playing. It must be that time of year.
Yeah, I'm amazed that Isaac's not wearing like little deer horns or
antlers. So Colleen Allsburg here with Dayton Kane. Rose Gray is on a cruise. We may talk about that. But I always... I'm fascinated by you guys and having to time out when you get your passport renewed, because you're traveling all the time. So to be without it is scary, I would assume.
It is. It's very scary. And I just renewed mine. I sent it out this week, and that I'm nervous already.
Yeah,
and
I bet.
I just sent it yesterday because it doesn't expire till September, but I have a trip in April. I'm going to Japan.
Right.
So, I prefer to have 6 months validity. It's not always a necessity when you travel, but most countries ask for at least 6 months validity, meaning that from the time you get back, in case something should happen and you end up staying in that country for longer than you were expecting, you want to have enough validity on your passport. So I took it in yesterday. I did a renewal, which was super easy. I was really impressed with how easy it is now. You can do it on, you fill the form out online. I went to Walgreens and I got the photo, stapled my photo to the thing. After I filled it out online, I printed it. I signed it, took it to the post office, had it sent with my old passport. That was the scary part.
Yeah.
And the check, it's $130 now for a 10-year passport renewal. I did order a large passport because with my travels, I get a lot of visas and I need extra pages. And usually you need two clean pages next to each other. So I ordered the larger one, which gives me 52 pages instead of 24. And then I shipped it out, and now I pray it's going to come back without any issue. I did not, and on purpose, I did not expedite it because I have 4 months.
Right.
And I want to see the timing on it on a renewal. And it's been, that would be 16 weeks before, well, about 18 weeks before I travel. And on average, they're coming back 6 to 12 weeks later. So it is, it's really kind of daunting.
Well, and I'm sure in your industry, every once in a while, they'll come to you and go, hey, next month we got an opportunity for XYZ,
absolutely,
and you're going to have to go, well, not me.
That's the scary part.
Somebody else can go.
Somebody's going to say, hey,
yeah,
Colleen.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. So that's why I'm going to Hawaii. I don't need a passport.
I'm surprised. You're bold to not expedite it in your profession. And that's not,
true.
And that's you thinking of your customers is what you're doing, because you want to see what the average person goes through if they don't expedite. It's not like there's super secret lines for travel agents that get to go get theirs renewed somewhere different than everybody else.
Oh,
which
not at all.
It's interesting to me. You would think there would be, because that's part of your livelihood.
True. I did put my occupation and my company on the passport application that maybe that'll, you know, trigger something. And that, and the extra pages and all that. So you never know. Maybe I'm just being optimistic, but hey, government people, can you get my passport back quick if you're listening?
We do have Jack on the line from New Berlin. We have about a minute to answer his question, so hopefully we can. What's your question, Jack?
I have a question for Colleen. I wanted to call and say hi, Jack and Jan.
Hi,
and,
Jack.
I should think of a question. I can't just call and say hi. 2025, we're thinking about Lisbon, Portugal, with the Douro River, and the company is Ama Waterways. What do you think? Have you ever heard of that?
I have. They're fantastic. And Jack and Jan, how about this? I'm working on getting our own trip to Portugal and the Douro River Valley on a river cruise with Avalon. So I know you well, and I love the both of you, and I'd love to take you with me. But if that doesn't come through, AMA Waterways is fantastic. Great company to work with. One of our preferred suppliers. And the Douro River is amazing.
Okay. We missed you for 2024. We're doing Paris, Normandy, and London. Doing the shuttle, is that what they call it, or shuttle or something? The train under the...
Yes, yeah, the Eurostar train. Fantastic.
Yeah, the Eurostar, there we go. So we'll hook up maybe next time.
Okay, sounds great. You two have a wonderful Christmas.
And you too. Nice seeing you or talking to you.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1616. Well, I don't know why I'm giving that out. We're out of time. Tell us again what you guys all do at Fox World Travel. Just wrap it up for us.
We do everything. Vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, and weddings. We do it all. Anything you want to do with travel, give us a call, send us a text, send us a message, and come visit Fox World Travel. We're the best.
Are you here next week or is Rose back?
I think Rose is back.
Okay. And you get to just... relax for a little bit, right?
Yeah, for a little bit. Until she goes to Vietnam, probably. Then I'll probably be back.
Okay. Yeah. Always good to see you. Enjoy your trip back up. Hopefully the snow's not too bad out there. I think it's supposed to be done, right?
Yeah,
for today till later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Dayton.
That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next. We appreciate you listening to WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.